With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Wild and woolly debate as Vice President Harris, former President Trump, each claiming the upper hand in foreign policy. Story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump accused the Biden-Harris administration of botching the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan.
These people did the worst withdrawal.
But Harris faulted Trump for his dealings with the Taliban.
The president at the time invited the Taliban to Camp David.
And each made a case for being the next commander in chief.
I have talked with military leaders, some of whom worked with you, and they say you're a disgrace.
We had no problems when Trump was president.
Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia.
Also at SRNnews.com, one of the hotly contested segments of the debate dealt with abortion.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government, and Donald Trump certainly, should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
Mr. Trump says he believes in a few exceptions for abortion.
Now, I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. I believe strongly in it. Ronald Reagan did also. 85% of Republicans do. Exceptions. Very important. But we were able to get it, and now states are voting on it.
United States remembering lives taken, others reshaped by 9/11. September 11th, the day when those hijacked plane attacks killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. That was 23 years ago. The date falls in the thick of the presidential election season every 4 years. Comes at an especially pointed moment this time. Vice President Harris and former President Trump both expected to attend 9/11 observances. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates working very hard to get out the vote.
With Election Day less than 2 months off, canvassers from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America have knocked on the doors of 3 million homes in battleground states that will likely determine the outcome of the presidential race and some key congressional battles. SBA says they plan to hit another 1 million homes before Americans go to vote in November. They're focusing on Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, revealing 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence in their life. This is SRN News. Apple has squarely shifted its focus toward artificial intelligence with the unveiling of its iPhone 16, along with a slew of features coming with the next update to the device's operating system. Tim Baharin is chairman of Creative Strategies and says the new iPhone will have capabilities that are far more powerful.
That means it'll only work with the iPhone 15 Pro and now the iPhone 16 Pro. But what you're going to have with this new iPhone is the ability to create your own emojis. It's going to make Siri more powerful. It's adding generative AI to the iPhone.
Prosecutors filing a number of charges against a man accused of wounding 3 Milwaukee police officers during a shootout. Officers were trying to serve a warrant on the man at an apartment building. More details at SRNnews.com.